Everyone, welcome to More Than Beasts, guys. We're finally attacking the Dreadnought War, part one of five. And they're all out now because we have so many things we're working on between all the different shows, but
We're
we cannot.
slackers.
Oh, yeah, right. We cannot really pass over this because of all the stuff that's coming up, with the upcoming comics. So we're going to get these things out to y'all so we can all get caught up and we won't cheat. No Cliff's Notes here. But yeah. So, Dreadnought War Part 1, and the cover is awesome. The cover I have has Duke driving the Jeep. The only problem I have with this, we'll get to that later, I guess, is he's not handcuffed. But Cobra Commander like leaning out of the Jeep that Duke's driving.
They don't want to give it all away. They want to make it look like a buddy comedy.
A buddy comedy.
Yeah.
It's a heist, baby.
It's almost like 48 hours on here on the cover.
It kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who's Eddie Murphy?
Oh, it's Cobra Commander.
You think so?
Yeah,
Oh
because
yeah.
Nick Nolte's the grumpy one driving and
You're right. Nick Nolte has to be Duke.
yeah.
Conrad Helzer. I
Yeah,
just want to.
he's a straight man, and the comedian over here is one that does the sibilant S's.
I just want to hear Cobra Commander go. Eddie Murphy's, I can't do
Yeah,
it. Laugh.
stop, just stop.
I.
Try doing donkey. I bet you can do donkey.
I saw a trailer for a movie. I must have been out years now. It was on one of the running through on the Amazon Prime thing. It had Wesley Snipes. This one was like, "Who are you?" "I'm Eddie Murphy." He does a laugh and going, "Oh Jesus, that's amazing." Anyways, sorry everyone who's still tuning in after I did that horrible F of Eddie Murphy because I'm not doing it.
Subscriptions going down by the second.
Unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. Please don't. Dude, we get it right into some really interesting territory here. So you know how Hound was like he tasted the Energon with the weapons and it just tasted wrong?
Yeah.
It's been diluted. Which like he was in there guzzling like guns, trying to get as much he could out of it. It was like a little bit of like kind of slaked his hunger.
Yeah, it's not classic Coke, it's new Coke.
Ooh. It's like Crystal Pepsi, none of the caramel coloring.
Actually like Crystal Pepsi. That
I
was.
can't remember what it tastes like, man. It's been too long.
Yeah. I don't remember what new Coke tastes like.
I don't either.
When they put it out for Stranger Things a few years ago, I wanted to get a can of it so I could taste it because I actually liked it as a kid. I mean, soda, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I didn't really realize they did that for Stranger Things in the
Yeah,
show.
but they only had it like in certain places, and they had like new Coke machines put up, and I was like, we couldn't find it. There was like none in our area, so
Yeah, there. If you can't find it in that area, you're not going to find it around my Podunk area. So there's
yeah,
that.
and they had where you could like order it, but it was like prohibitively expensive, so
Yeah.
no new Coke for me.
So yeah, they've been diluting the Energon down into like the blue kind of, I don't know, liquidy form from the crystals. And
Yeah.
it's if we go over real quickly, it shows the bats, it shows the grenades, it shows all the guns stuff. It's fueled his weapons of war, Cobra Commanders. And unfortunately the Energon's running low, so they're in need a lot more of that to keep the flow going.
Laszlo looks tired.
Laszlo is looking rough.
Yeah.
He's like, just I've done all this for you. I can't do any more. Just put me out of my misery.
He wants permanent retirement.
Yes. Cobra Commander's up there. See, I don't even need you, but I enjoy this time we have together. I enjoy torturing you and making you do these things. LOL.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just Cobra Commander being Cobra Commander.
Oh, but that's what you want, so now you can't have it.
Yeah, so he's like he likes wants to keep him alive under his thumb, doing what he wants, and he'll find more Energon and keep Laszlo going.
Only Coco could find keeping you alive as a torture method.
Coco, I love that. That is the my favorite because I think of Ice-T's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
Oh, that's funny.
Laszlo's like, I just want to die, and like, and there's Destro and Ripper, and they're like, "Yeah, what do you want us to do, Commander? And
I mean,
the,
Lasso's trembling. Look, if you look, you see
yeah.
like shake lines next to him. Like he is like, I don't know, is he getting energon poisoning?
He's definitely not calling out to the sea creatures like Aquaman. He's like a, he doesn't have concentric waves. He's got, oh God, please kill me waves.
How
So
cool would it be if he turns into like one of those mole rats like they're doing the toys for now with the energon crystals growing out of their heads?
oh God, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ripper brings up a good point. You know, glowing goo doesn't come easy. You know, they've kind of. He talks about he's they've kind of farmed it out of the swamp, and to me, and I didn't put this together, to me it sounds like Insecticons, but it may just be a red herring. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, that's you're talking about at the Dreadnought location.
Yeah, but then
Yeah.
again, you think about the Insecticons. Why would they be Energon there at the Dreadnought location? I don't know. My mind immediately goes to the Sunbow cartoon because you know this is that's what you know Kirkman really likes.
Oh yeah, you're thinking like Demon Swamp and
Oh,
Bali.
yeah.
Yeah.
But I know it's not Bali, but I figure he may try to kind of connect the dots. That'd be kind of a cool way to do it. But, you know,
Yeah,
that's
because
just
they're in the south. They're like around what? Is it Louisiana or
Louisiana.
something? I thought
Yeah,
so.
that's
Mississippi,
classically
Louisiana.
that's
Yeah.
where they're supposed to be from.
They're ingress points, man. They're
Oh
making blue portals. It's the Cajun
God.
Navy versus dreadnoughts out
Don't
there.
do it to me. Don't do it to me. I've stopped. I've stopped.
The portals they are calling.
Goose frappe. Goose frappe. Okay. Yeah, so the and current commander's like, yeah, you know, maybe for the he's like, you know, what's the big deal? Skellunga isn't easy to come by. And Cobra Commander in the typical Cobra Commander ways says, maybe for those with lesser intellect, such as yourself, Ripper. There are other deposits, smaller maybe, but not as rich as the ones in the swamp, but they are there. So now we're on a hunt for Energon. You know, it wasn't enough that the Transformers were always hunting Energon. Now we
Yeah.
gotta have Cobra and G.I. Joe hunting for it.
See, and honestly, I think they're on the right path here because this is what we should have had in the Sunbow show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just crossovers between the cartoons. You know, they did little slight ones,
Yeah.
but you know, we should have had full on crossovers between the two.
I
It
mean,
would have.
you have Hector Ramirez, yes, he is the glue that holds all of Sumbo together. And you have the only human, you had Old Snake in it. I mean, they tried to bridge that gap a little bit here and there. This would have been a
Well, we
great
had
way to do
Marissa Fairborn also,
it.
who
Sorry,
was
Marissa
Flint's
Fairborn.
daughter, yeah.
So
And Lady
you
J's daughter.
yes. So you have
So.
all these opportunities to make this a cohesive one universe, which luckily Kirkman's doing with the Energon universe.
Transformers was reaching out more than G.I. Joe was.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, G.I. Joe really didn't have to. It came
Yeah.
first, it established itself first, and it would have been a great way to explain like laser rifles. But
Right,
you know.
and that's what I always thought they should have done, and they've done that here, where
Yeah.
Cobra's crazy tech is actually from Energon,
Which makes a lot more
from
sense.
yeah.
So there he wants to go search for it, so we call our allies Mercer, Blood, Chameleon, and the twins. Man, it's like a like Fast and Furious call, like, let's go this pull let's go get this guy from this place, this guy from this place. Where are the twins at? They're you know, it's kind of fun, you know, pulling all the stragglers out together for a big mission.
It feels like that Rick and Morty episode. You son of a Smurf, I'm in. Don't
My wife hates that episode. The
you?
heist episode.
Yeah, it's okay. They hated it too. You can
Oh,
tell.
really?
That's the whole thing was like ripping on how much Rick hates it.
Oh yeah, and
Yeah.
it's one of the weakest episodes of that season, I think. But it definitely upstaged by the toilet episode.
Oh yeah.
But
You know, because that's a struggle we all deal with. Especially if
shy
you have like a
poopers.
family. Yeah.
Anyways. So he finds that one spot and it's oscillating like a heartbeat, which is kind of weird. You know, Energon doesn't usually oscillate, but he's like, hey, you know, Tester, don't worry, Ripper will go out and take care of it, uncover its power. And Cobra Commander does, I don't know, I'm supposed to say Destro is setting him up, like, no, we'll take care of it for you. And Cobra Commander's like, no, I'm going, like, but you shouldn't, but I'm gonna go. I'm gonna step out and I'm gonna make sure this is taken care of. And I don't know. I feel like Destro's gaslighting him here. And
Well, there's that, but it seems like it's really cool, and a heartbeat makes you think it's something alive.
exactly.
Like it's, oh, it could be one of the robots.
Yes.
So Cobra Commander's not gonna let one of them get it.
No.
Yeah.
Which, there's this little exchange between Ripper and Destro. Like, hold it, Ripper. And Destro talks about how, like, I wanted to commend your loyalty, and he's out there, and he Cobra Commander, beat up your entire clan of Dreadnoughts, and it's really commendable that you're here. It would be really horrible if something were to happen to the commander out there in the field. Really horrible. Be careful. And
Wink,
Ripper's
wink,
like,
nudge, nudge,
Ripper's
say no
like,
more.
yeah, you're right. And I commend Destro. He's playing the puppet master here. He's not getting his hands dirty at all.
Oh, yeah.
He's letting
Be a
everyone else
real pity.
do it. Yeah. Lard. Then we go through a little recap of all the stuff that's happened, between the G.I. Joe and the Transformers books to lead us here.
Yeah.
Mostly the G.I. Joe books. And then we go back to Conrad Hauser. No, yes, Conrad Hauser.
Yep.
For some reason, I'm like, wait, we're not. My head went to Flint for some reason, even though he's a Fairborn.
Yes.
Anyways,
I done messed you up, haven't
you
I?
did. You really messed me up.
It's all my fault.
But well, actually, in the end of the shooter one shot,
Yeah.
Duke said he was going to go visit Tyler's grave, Frost's grave, because he still has issues with those robots and
He's
the
having Starscream flashbacks.
he is this. Starscream is in like negatives in Technicolor. It's crazy. He's like acid trip Starscream in his head here.
How mad do you think he's going to be when he finds out what happened to Starscream? I mean, he doesn't get his revenge on the robot that started all this trouble for him. Oh, he offed himself? What?
Yeah. God,
Yeah.
that was one of my favorite scenes in these books. Really was. Like he had that moment of clarity and shot himself in the head. Man,
Ultar took out Starscream.
yeah, it sucks because those are the moments you don't expect out of these comics. Expecting all action and not a lot of story, and it just that little bit of a hey buddy to Omega Supreme as he waved him and he flew by.
Well, and there always should have been that kind of conflict, you think, in Starscream, because there was always a backstory that he used to be a good guy and he was a scientist, he was an
Yeah.
intellectual, and then he's turned into like the greatest monster among the Decepticons.
He's radicalized.
Yeah, completely though. I mean,
Yeah.
so much that even the other Decepticons are like, "Hey, that guy takes a little too far."
And that's true. And I will definitely agree there. And even like was it like not Fire on the Mountain, Fire in the Sky. He
Yeah.
sounded conflicted talking about Skyfire.
Yeah, like he genuinely cared for Skyfire.
And then
But
that didn't last for
yeah, well,
long.
his new worldview couldn't be shaken, so.
Yeah, Skyfire was put on ice for a long, long
Ah.
time. So we didn't understand how things have changed. But anyways, back to this comic. Someone calls him on his R&R time. It's Clutch.
This is how he rests and relaxes. He goes and visits graves.
And has PTSD.
He's a
Yes.
very grave man.
Oh man, this is me full of dad jokes. This is great.
Right? That's a Shakespeare reference.
Yes, I know. Oh, once upon a
We're
time,
fancy.
once upon a time, I was one of them drama nerds. So he's a Clutch calls Duke, and he's like leaning on chairs, like, and there's CoverGirl's back there. It's like, hey, Conrad, it's Clutch. And he's like, kind of giving a look towards CoverGirl, like, yeah, told you not to call him that. And he's like, yeah, anyways. I know it's your rest and relaxation time, but I got a little thing going on. And Duke's like, yeah, cool, man, let's do this. And he talks about the same energy signature, the oscillating energon signature down in the extreme southeast corner of Texas.
Yeah, it's like around Big Bend.
Yeah, exactly. Right there along the border of Mexico and Texas, along the eastern side.
It's the Juarez cartel. We got to get the drone lasers out for
That's
it.
actually just a party balloon.
Yeah.
Anyways, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Yeah, basically, like, hey, yeah, we got this thing going on, and Duke's like, you want me to investigate? Yeah, pretty much. He gives him where, tells him where he's at. The Chihuahuan desert. I expect to see lots of little ankle biter dogs looking crazy because,
They're like scrapbooks out there.
as I have one, and yes, it's like a scrapplet.
That'd
Anyways,
be
I
a good
thought,
name for a chihuahua.
oh, it'd be
You get another
fantastic.
one, you got to name it Scraplet.
I'm not getting another one.
Oh, you will.
No, I won't.
Oh, you will.
No, I will not.
We're gonna remember. Everybody mark this down when he's like, "Hey, I got a new
Yes.
dog."
It's not like getting divorced and never getting married again. This is a choice. I'm not in love with the dog.
Chihuahuas find you though.
They do. It's
Yeah.
really insane.
No one
And
gets
we
one on purpose.
just get older. One of their things is they lose their dang teeth. And like just because they have just bad teeth, Chihuahuas. That's why you always see Chihuahuas like tongues hanging out because their teeth are just terrible.
That just makes them safer. Because
Well,
those little things are like needles. It's like a mouthful of syringes coming at you.
it's the stupidest looking animal. I don't know how we got to having a Chihuahua, but here we are.
Oh, you're
Anyways,
because Chihuahuan Desert.
well, me having a
Oh,
Chihuahua.
you. How? Yeah, I don't know how
Yes,
you did that.
it tricked us. They are
Yeah.
gaslighters. Those Chihuahuas are they make you think they're cute, and then they become rabid little demons. So, anyways,
Yeah.
yes. Yeah, so we're in an orange Jeep driving out in the Chihuahuan desert.
You knew what the orange Jeep reminded me of,
What's
right?
that?
Gator from
I did. I
Mask.
was thinking the same thing,
Yeah.
which that'd be kind of neat. Like maybe it's a reference. Yeah, they're kind of hinting at Gator.
I think they keep dropping little Easter eggs like that to us.
Man, that'd be great. Dusty Hayes should be the alias for Beachcomber, not Beachcomber. God, Beachhead. I did it again. They talk the same way.
Yep.
Anyways, where's your anomaly clutch? Nothing out here but dirt and oh my God, it's Cobra.
Surprise, his tank. It's just like,
Surprise,
what?
surprise.
How do you not see that mountain of metal? There's nothing out here but, oh, an AT-AT. It's like,
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. There's a Jeep in the background. Now I see the Stinger, the one to the left of it. That kind of reminds me of the G.I. Joe version of that. I cannot remember the Vamp.
Vamp, yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the Vamp.
It does look like the Vamp,
I'm a little
kinda.
confused by that one.
It's got, well, I mean, I guess it could just be a Stinger with a pod instead of the rockets.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Hey, Coker Man's out there, billowing cape, dig harder. It's where the energy signature radiated from. I'm gonna be all out of here by nightfall. And the port troops, they're in full Cobra Viper gear, digging in the sand, in like on the surface of the sand here. You can fry an egg, it said it like a couple pages back.
I like how Ripper's just kind of lounging back in the shade
Oh,
on the
yeah.
side of the tank. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to chill here.
Ripper has a freaking pile driver next to him.
Yeah, he's not getting dirty for this.
No, freaking pneumatic carver. Like, I don't know, it's a shovel or a
It's like the
pile
jaws
driver.
of life.
So it looks like the jaws of life, the way he holds it.
Yeah. He
Yeah.
doesn't use it like that, though.
The jaws of death.
Yeah, he does it to crush you in the car more.
Then there's Duke with holding his binoculars. Should have brought my binoculars. So he's like, because he sees what's going on. And red alert, Duke here, red alert. He's trying to get all the clutch, but there's just white noise. Interesting that.
He's inside Megatron's jamming zone.
Yeah. And then Kurt Commander's like, Ripper, get down there and show them how to dig. Yeah, sure thing, boss. And he gets down there and with his pneumatic thing, his jaws of life, and starts digging. But yeah, and Cobra Commander, first of all, for that, he is full on Cobra Commander in this issue. He's like, I think the heat makes these guys dumber. They find a little device down in the hole. It looks like almost like a walkie-talkie or something like that, but it's not about that size.
Well, and he says also the Energon looks alive, like it could be like his old metal friend that he left behind,
Yeah.
referring to Megatron.
Yeah. And doesn't look like Energon to me. So he grabs it, and Cobra Commander realizes the trap already. Like, hey, this was made, this it's not, but it made us, it's made to look like we were going after an Energon deposit. And then he realizes it's a trap. He pulls
Yeah.
out that saber like he's gonna go swashbuckling. And that's when the Hiss blows up and everything busts loose. The Stingers blow up. The Cobra Vamp blows up. There's just like boom, 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 boom. Chain reaction all at once. So much that Cobra Commander is on the ground. His saber is broken, pulling himself up. These like all these bangs and zaps and just like things are shorting out. Probably ammo's going off from the heat. And he's like, "Fight back, you fools! Earn your place." And he's confused what's going on. He pulls up, he pulls out his Energon hand, burns it, and he's like, he
Yeah.
realizes that no one else is going to help him there. So he's like, "Fine, I'll do it myself." Pulls out full on claw mode. That's when the Jaws of Death show up,
Right.
and
Yeah, right after his little doodad hand.
that's when Ripper rips Cobra Commander's hand off.
And he pulls a Doakes on him.
A Doakes? What? I should know
Dexter.
that.
Surprise,
Does. That's why
Mother
I know
Smurfer.
that. Surprise! You dare to hurt me? And the Cobra Commander's like, "I'll kill you." Yeah, about that. Revenge is a real Smurf, Commander.
It's a
Because
real
he's just.
Cobra Commander.
Yeah, it's Cobra's dot dot dot. There's a Viper pulling a flipping handgun on Ripper, and Ripper just doesn't even look at him, goes back with the rifle, shoots him. And Ripper, to his benefit, he seems like a dumb guy, but he's watching Cobra Commander learning and biding his time all this time. And dude, Ripper is he's ripped. He's
Oh yeah, he's
huge.
massive. He's dude. He looks like Randy Savage.
He
We make the Randy
does.
Savage jokes all the time, but yeah, dude. If
He looks bigger than Mercer.
yeah, oh totally. And he's just been playing dumb the whole time so he could gather intel.
And that's when he so Cobra Commander's making all these promises, and I'm gonna torture you. I'll do this. You'll beg me to kill you. And he just says pass, punts Cobra Commander, I don't know, 10 feet away.
Yeah.
And he says, "Look, I set up a signal disruptor. You're cut off. You're alone. And no one has come to save you, except Duke, apparently.
Here he comes.
Old Conrad, who is about a third of the size of Ripper here."
Right off the top rope.
Yeah, he does. He goes full on shoulders first and into his side right down here, knocks Ripper totally off guard.
Oh yeah, like the kidney rib shot. But this reads it's just like a wrestling script. You know, you got the heels, got the other guy down, in a bad position. Oh, who's gonna save you now? No one. All of a
And
sudden,
then the music starts.
yeah,
Dun, dun,
you
dun,
hear like the
dun.
Stone Cold Steve Austin music start playing, you know?
That's when the Rock sits in the ring. He's like mean mugging Stone Cold the whole way.
Right.
But Cobra Commander looks up. Duke? What the hell are you doing here, Duke? Yeah, there's this fight, and I love this for Duke.
Well, I like
And
how Ripper's trying to make a deal. He's like, hey, let me handle this guy. You don't like him either, basically.
yeah,
Yeah.
take a
This
walk,
is,
loser.
yeah.
Make all our jobs a lot easier. But Duke's like, "Not today." And then Cobra Commander's like, "Cool, kill each other. You know what? I'm gonna go find a weapon. I'm gonna handle this myself." And
Right.
word escape. But Duke, to his benefit, takes down Ripper. I don't know if he like did a in a in a like a hit did like a throat shot or something, but he took him down. He beat the heck out of Ripper.
Yeah, Ripper's not looking good. He looks like he's missing some teeth.
Well, I mean, more teeth probably for
More
Ripper.
teeth, yeah. All that grape soda isn't really good for the pearly whites.
I love that so much. That reference.
When do we get some Dreadnought soda that's like grape flavored?
Man, that'll probably be released at like two or three Costco, and it'll be worth like it'll go for hundreds of dollars or 12 pack
Right?
or something.
Because how they keep doing like the Fallout sodas and stuff. Yeah. Give us some Dreadnought grape soda.
Yeah, so that's like, Duke catches up with him, like, "Not so fast, Snake. You're coming with me, Commander." He does the whole handcuff you to each other thing.
That is a really awkward way to handcuff, right to right.
Well, he couldn't do his other hand because it's like it's not there.
Oh, I know. It just seems like very awkward because you're always like behind the person then.
Hey, you should keep track of him, I guess.
He's always the big spoon.
Yeah. Well, and Cobra Commander's right here. He's like, "You're a fool. You should kill me." He's like, No. You're coming back with me alive because you have to answer a lot of questions about those big robots and what do you know about the Energon and everything like that."
Right, and that's why we find out why Dooku is getting involved and why he's trying to save Cobra Commander because he wants to know what he knows about the robots.
Yep. But then we hear a whirr, like whirr, through the desert. A big dust cloud comes up. And Ripper's like, "You really think I'd come out here alone?" And Duke says Smurf or something,
Yes.
off the side where he sees him. "That's right, loser. You're in real trouble for messing with the Dreadnoughts." And we have a scene right out of Fury Road with these Dreadnoughts.
I was gonna say they just need guy with the flaming guitar up there
Oh,
and
dude, that was the best part of that. And shooting fire and stuff out of it.
right.
But, dude, okay, so I see right away. Two Cobra. Well, actually, is that a third Cobra vehicle I recognize? Yeah. So you have that weird trike thing with the gun in place in the back.
Yeah, what was that called?
They have the that one like trike thing that splits in two pieces.
Yeah.
You have the Thunder Machine back there,
Yeah, Thunder Machine's rocking behind them.
and I think there's a there's like those four wheelers that the Dreadnoughts like to ride over there to the off right off panel.
Could be. It's got big tires on it.
Yeah, kind of looks like it. Man, it was like it was a what is Zarana's brother, Zartan Zarana's brother, Xandor. I think it was like
Xandar, yeah.
Xandor. Yeah, I feel like that motorcycle thing was like related or was associated with him. I think that is actually Xandor, if I'm not mistaken. So, and then we continue on. Ripper's gloating because he knows what's happening, but not to miss a chance, Duke. Punches him in the face, and then they take off. The Thunder Machine opens up. There's Buzzer. Call. Write. I don't think he can read either, but it's a good time. Good to see you, mate. And then the Ripper notices the chainsaw hand. He's like, "Man, you couldn't get any cooler, Buzzer." And then you got Torch out there, and then there's Xandar and Zarana. So yeah. She
All
actually
gang is all here.
the gang's all here. Plus you have extras so they can die. They're on the run together, talking about Cobra Commander and Duke. Cobra Commander has a friend and they're on the run together.
The stun. It's called the stun.
The stun, okay.
Yeah.
There's Xandar. I love a good chase, and there's Zarana. Crack open the grape soda, babes. Let's ride. Oh, the gang's all here now. There's a Torch right there. There's a Ripper. There's Buzzer. Where's
The
Zartana?
three have survived.
Yeah.
Three main guys.
So where's the main boy in all this? Where's Zartan at?
He is still undercover.
Yeah, way undercover. But so you
Yeah,
have
Big Brother's not around.
yeah. Back at the Cobra base. They were talking about let's, Zarana is like Cobra Commander is as good as dead. But back there, you have Mercer walking up, Chameleon. There's Major Blood.
Major Blood looks kind of like Man at Arms there.
He kind of does because the helmet and those eyes and all the armor and stuff. Yeah, he
Yeah.
does. I don't see the twins though. Just kind of, I was waiting
They
for.
don't hang out with Destro.
No, they fund Destro. Destro, they're like, "What's all about? Where's Cobra Commander? He sounded urgent, all hands on deck call." And Destro's over there like, "The commander is taking a leave of absence." He walks up nonchalantly towards the throne.
Oh,
"From
yeah,
this
he's
day
kind of a
forward,
sabbatical.
yeah, Cobra's mine." And we see the plan as it hatches. So
Right.
there's a lot going on in this. And I'm a big fan of the Dreadnoughts all in their like big old party wagons and stuff.
Oh, I know. It's I almost expected to see the turtle party wagon like hidden in there.
The there's a light little last panel with in color with torches like yeah on the sting, like
Yeah.
the Cobra sting,
Or
I guess.
stun.
Stun, stun. Yes.
The Stone Cold Stunner. I'm just kidding.
They're
It's a
drug.
very plain name compared to some of their other
Yeah.
names. So I think that's why we have trouble remembering it, because I knew the stun and I just couldn't like think of it.
Yeah, they're riding dirt bikes. They're driving laser rods. I mean, hot rods all over the place. Or
Now you got G2 in here. You're just all over the place, man.
No, it looks like laser rod.
Oh, totally.
Oh God, I would love to see a revert update of those guys. I already got Laser Rod Prime. Why not have those? But anyways, that was issue number one.
Yeah.
Talk about all killer and no filler in this one.
Yeah, and
It
they just they yeah. It was quick. It's like once it happened, like it seemed like it was going to be slow, but then it all just went crazy. It went off the rails quickly.
Oh man, it went so fast. There's just like no time to catch up. You're just like, okay, what's happening next? What's happening next? So, I mean, big fan of how this is going. I always love it whenever you see, I don't know, like Cobra sort of imploding on itself,
Yeah.
which tends to do pretty quickly whenever Cobra Commander goes off on one of his big plans. And this has been building for a while. The excessive use of Energon. You know that it was not a limitless source.
Well, and the Dreadnought Revenge, you knew that was
Oh
coming
yeah.
since the
Oh
Cobra
God,
Commander
yes.
miniseries. Like you knew they weren't just gonna let that lie.
Wait, no way. We
Yeah.
just had to recoup. And I love it for them.
Yeah.
Love it for Cobra Commander too.
Yeah, this is a good issue.
And you know what? And I kind of like the we're not friends, but we have to work together kind of thing right now with Duke
Yeah.
and Cobra Commander. Because I'm sure Duke and Cobra Commander are gonna be cut off and on the run for a while.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a buddy action comedy.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
And they're good at it. These two are good characters for it.
Oh, totally.
Because they're so opposite, but they have a lot in common.
Yeah, and the fact that Cobra Commander is like, you should kill me now, and Duke's like, nah, we need you back here. And that's going to create that sort of tension where you know that Cobra Commander is not going to be cooperative, so it's going to be even more fun as it goes along.
Well, it makes you wonder if, as this war with the Transformers goes on, if you're not going to see more team ups between the two human sides, Cobra and G.I. Joe.
Yeah, especially when it comes to obsessive compulsive PTSD Megatron. We'll see.
Right. Well, that and I mean, he's not going to have any nice feelings towards Cobra Commander.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And who is Cobra Commander probably going to run to for help if Megatron comes after him?
The G.I. Joes,
Right?
who will have, hopefully by that time, we'll have built more of an alliance, because one of the reasons we're doing this now, we want to get caught up on it because there's something brewing really quickly with G.I. Joe and
Yeah.
Transformers. So we'll get to
We
there
need to
when we
get
get to
caught
there.
up.
Yeah, definitely.
And
So
yeah, because these comics are just intertwined in a way we've never really seen before.
no, we haven't.
Yeah.
And we really, it's unfortunate we got behind on these, but I want to get caught up. So this is a good time.
I'll tell you, if they'd done this with like the Sunbow series, where was this intertwined,
Oh
we'd
yeah.
all be G.I. Joe collectors on top of Transformers. Like,
Dude, I don't need any more.
yeah, our significant others would be so mad right now because the G.I. Joe vehicle's taking up so much space.
Dude, shh.
Gonna have Fortress Maximus parked on top of the flag.
The whole room, the middle of the room's when the flag set up.
Right.
Don't say anything. Okay, yeah. Anyways. All right, thanks a
No, that
lot
was
for you.
always there.
I just unpacked it from old storage. Why do we have a new loan pulled out? I have no idea where that's from. It must be maybe our identities are stolen.
Yeah, hackers.
Yeah, dirty hackers. Anyways, thanks a lot for checking us out, guys. We'll get this put up for y'all, and we'll hopefully be getting the rest of these out here really quickly so we all caught up. So y'all have a good night. Thanks for checking us out, and
Bye.
see ya.
More than me.
Beasties Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.